Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, there's a, you there's don't a understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year, second-class candy is pretty good.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
My last toothpaste was charcoal colored. What's you ever seen
now?
Those?
What's this?
Charcoal.
What's this now?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like,
I don't.
Dark gray.
Wow. I guess I'd have to say no.
No,
I,
we haven't seen that?
Yeah.
I liked it.
When I go toothpaste shopping, I don't really shop around. It's just like.
Just grab one?
Where's the Crest?
Crest, white.
Whatever. Crest.
Whitening?
Crest something.
Breath like, strips.
There's always added. Value-added features to the just like I'm just looking for something to you know.
Has anybody ever tested the added features
help
of toothpaste?
Alleviate my morning breath. That's really all I'm about here, which really makes a lot of sense because I'm going to do that and then go drink 2 cups of coffee.
I got in the habit of drinking the coffee first.
See, that's smart, but my problem is second floor, first floor. If I skip the toothbrushing step when I first get out of bed,
yep. I know. You'll never go back.
I'll be sitting here at 4 o'clock waiting to talk to Joe Ostrowski, licking my teeth going, oh, I feel gross.
Why didn't I just go back upstairs
right.
One time?
I'll be in that bathroom 5 more times before I come to work. I will just never process the information that I should brush my teeth.
You don't feel like you need it anymore.
No.
You've already been up having coffee.
Right.
I don't even need to brush my teeth.
It's such a routine
what
I cannot.
Outrage.
I would need to set an alarm. Dude, did you brush your teeth today? And then, and then I don't know. I think I would just drive my car into a bridge abutment if I had to do that.
Suddenly you're 7.
Yeah.
Again.
Right.
Joe Ostrowski is back. Now you know it's football season. BetQL Daily, weekday mornings 9 to noon. BetMGM Game Day. I needed this. Sunday mornings 8 to 11 with Odyssey insider Jason Lockenfora. You can hear it on the BetQL network via the Odyssey app or on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo. And Joe, man, this could fill a great void for me because Sunday mornings, I want angles, you know, I want information. I do not want fluff. And there's so much fluff in football. So I'm really excited about this Sunday morning thing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think most of us grew up and we didn't have anywhere near as much sports content as we have now. And now I turn on some of the pregame stuff, whether we're talking about college on Saturday mornings, trying to figure out what I'm doing. That I can deal with background. When I turn on the NFL stuff, whether it's NFL Network or CBS, Fox, whatever, it's all garbage, and we know it, and it feels like it's all 5-6 days old. There's nothing insightful. I'm not learning anything. So hopefully we can bring different angles. I mean, they try to talk betting a little bit, but they might hit on it for 30 seconds and move on, and there's just nothing there for me.
It's painful. You can tell they don't speak the language.
Yeah, no. They usually get like two of the group for a little side thing in front of a logo, and they're just like, I like this at plus 220. Yeah, it's very awkward.
It was Phil and Boomer.
Yeah.
At the end of the CBS, they're out now. But
was it?
At the end of the CBS pregame show, it would be Phil Simms and Boomer Esiason doing like, you know, passing props and different things. Like it just felt like
well, that's cool.
Disingenuous.
Joe, I'm glad to hear that you're doing something with Jason Lock on 4 too. I don't know him. I've never met him, but I continued to follow him on Twitter, and I know he's in Baltimore radio because he, you know, I don't know what happened with CBS, but like I've admired his work for years. So good deal that you got something going with him.
He does not hold back. He has a lot of strong opinions, and this time of year he's freaking out over everything Orioles. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what's your process here? I mean, you're someone who would have been looking at, if not playing, week one lines when they came out in, what, May after the schedule? So, I don't know. You're not going to be the type, I think, to kind of double back and question yourself. You might just look for movement and then play different things. What is week one like for you?
Yeah, so the movement that we've seen in most of the cases, I actually like the way that it's going, and it makes some of the point spreads more enticing to me. It's comical what some of the movement is based on. Very little stuff, just a lot of rumors. Being here, I was following it, so I would see Caleb Williams have a great preseason game, and the line literally moved for week one against the Titans. Why? I have no idea. He'd go three and out, but that touchdown pass is what everybody saw. In your game with Buffalo, Arizona, earlier in the week, for some reason, there was a lot of movement down. And now we're back to where we were, pretty close to the opener, open seven. We're 6.5-point favorites for the Bills just about everywhere now. But it is kind of interesting, the movement. A lot of it was holdouts and rumors with that. Okay, let's move a point. Let's move a half point. Something gets worked out, and then we're back to where we started. So a lot of the maneuvering, you do wonder, is it sharp bettors trying to get a specific number where they come in on the other side? But nothing too crazy, because there's one big favorite. I guess you would count the Bills as the second big favorite this week, but most of them are around a field goal or shorter.
And that's not, I don't know, it doesn't really matter, but not too unusual. I mean, right, there's so much unknown going into week one. More and more teams, essentially, like the Cardinals mostly did, skipping the preseason. We'll just figure it out later. So that's what makes Survivor, your pools, as an example, especially challenging, is, you know, you might think you know what a team is going to look like and how good they are, but it's, you know, not, there's no information yet to make us feel good.
Every year, we're wrong. Every year, there's worst to first to worst. Some of that due to injuries, some of it due to scheduling. And, yeah, a lot of people, when they bet win totals, what they do is they just, okay, if you like an over, go over by a couple, because we're off by so much. There are surprising teams every single year. And, the popular play this week is going to be Cincinnati. New England, they're viewed as the worst team in the NFL, the only team with a win total of 4.5, and people are high on the Bengals, including yours truly, so that's the highest point spread. But schedule matters, opponent matters. We got the Jamar Chase stuff that's been going on. He's back at practice yesterday, but Cincinnati starts so slow. I was looking at it this morning. Over the last 4 years, weeks 1 and 2, and again, opponent matters, but in weeks 1 and 2, all 8 games with Burrow over the last 4 years, they're 1-7 straight up. And that was something that they were talking about, trying to start fast, but I'll believe it when I see it. And then game theory with Survivor comes into play as well, because you know probably 50% of the pool is going to be on that biggest favorite in Cincinnati.
Is that what you would guess with, I mean, they're only 2 points more of a favorite than the Bills are. That still could constitute half the field?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm just basing it what I'm seeing people say.
Okay.
They want to make sure they at least advance a week.
Right. It's, people play it safer week one.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
I certainly understand it.
And I would understand, too. We've talked a lot about this, and even a little bit earlier today already, Joe, that the Bills, there's like sort of a fatigue factor. We know the roster has changed. I said it this way earlier. all the guys that left could still be here in the same condition they were in last year. In other words, like not even really having aged a year. I know this is a weird hypothetical.
Yeah.
And I still think a lot of people would be kind of like, ah, the Bills, I don't know. They know they just can't get it done. I could see a fan just getting kind of bored of counting on them. So that could keep people away from them, even though the spread is the second biggest one on the board.
Yeah, it's right there with the Seattle one, which is also interesting. Are they sick of them? Yeah, maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. So we have all of those defensive pieces healthy. Like, you know, you thought a year ago, you still have maybe Diggs, and he's highly thought of like he was for the most part a year ago, except for the people that were really in the know there. Yeah, I could certainly see that a little bit. The reason I think this one has come down off the 7, which, as you guys know, that's key when it goes from 7 down to 6.5, is there's a lot of belief in some professionals that Arizona, they're going to take that next step, that they're going to exceed expectations. I'm not saying make the playoffs or contend in the NFC West, just exceed expectations compared to the win total this year with the addition of Harrison and getting what you expect to be a full year out of Kyler Murray. All the chatter around that team is more positive around him than we've seen in the last couple years.
End of the day, the Bills are playing the Patriots and the Bengals are playing the Cardinals. It's the other way around, at least, the spreads on these games, with as bad as, I mean, maybe the market thinks New England will be, and there is that little bit of hype on the Cardinals. Joe Ostrowski, our guest on the Wester Hotline, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Not anymore your last chance to bet futures. I mean, now everything just sort of stays up. But as the offseason comes to an end here, Joe, what are a couple of your favorite division bets or just overall NFL futures bets?
Yeah, we could go all day.
all right.
It's
I'm fine with that.
I've been going over a lot of stuff. Okay, so let's start with win totals. We were just talking about win totals. Some of my favorites. I think Mike Tomlin finally has a losing season. If that number is at 8.5, it would be the first time in his career. That schedule is brutal. It felt like signal from the NFL. Yeah, we're sick of this narrative about you hanging around 500 and always getting above 500. All of their division games in the second half of the year, they don't catch a break. And I hear people say, well, between Fields and Russ, one of them's got to be good. Mm-hmm. No, they don't. We've watched both of those guys over the last few years. We know they have the strong defense, but yeah, you believe in Arthur Smith making the change? Some people think, oh, just being the OC, it'll be fine for him. I'm not seeing it. It was an awful preseason for that offense as well. So I'm going under on them. There is just, man, the hype on the Bears to where this win total has moved to 9 at a lot of places. If you're truly the third best team in the division and I've got to get to 10 wins to win my bet, I'm going to bet against that. And it's a rookie quarterback, even though they've put him in a pretty good situation this year and it's a softer schedule. I have a lot of concerns. The success of the Bears defense, a lot of it based off of turnovers last year. So I think they'll have a good year, but to get to 10 for the third place team in the NFC North, like most people think, I'm not buying into that. So that's another under, like, couple overs. I'm big on Seattle.
Hey!
I think the upside is possibly second place in that division. 8-1, maybe worth a bet for the division. High on the change with the head coach and Geno Smith. I think they're going to sling it. And he's a great deep ball thrower. So I think there's a lot of positivity with the Seahawks. And we'll see what happens game one. Don't love the schedule. But I like what the Titans are building. Starting with the offensive line, Skoronski last year, Latham this year. They bring in Callahan. The O-line, we all know, has been the issue there. And he brings in his father, one of the best O-line coaches of all time, to work with that O-line. You have weapons on the outside. I think the Titans are secretly going to be better than a lot of people expect. Like everybody else, I'm down on the Cowboys. I'm down on the Niners a little bit, but I wouldn't say those are my favorites.
Well, lucky us, because we both played, I just copied Bulldog. Mine was not original, but 8 division winner parlays for the big money.
Okay.
And we, you know, you want to have at least one long shot in there, right? Because it's always that way, and yeah, it's boring otherwise. So Bulldogs was Tennessee, and mine was Seattle. So
that's hilarious.
Let's go.
Right. Yeah, we discovered it. As he was doing it, I had my app open and was like setting up the bet for him so we could see what the odds would be. And the difference from Seattle plus, I think, 700, I think, was what the number was.
Sure.
A $10 bet with, you know, mostly other favorites. I won't run through the whole thing. But it was like $26,000 on a $10 bet. If you flip Seattle to San Francisco, it's $5,000.
Whoa.
It's just like amazing, like $21,000 swing between Seattle and San Francisco.
Is it bad that I've already spent it?
Not at all. So I'm assuming you include the Bills?
Jets.
I went Bills on both. I have two of these going, and I have the Bills. I have the Titans on one. That's why Mike mentioned that, how both of us are smiling as you're talking about some of the stuff you like. I the Titans were plus 900, and I like Levis, and I like a lot of what you said about him. And so I'm like, all right, I'll just do that, and, you know, that's a juicy one.
I like it. Did you take Atlanta?
In one, I took Tampa in the other.
Sure.
You know, what are your thoughts on the AFC East here, Joe? The Jets, talk about line movement. And over the last month, the Jets have just sort of sprinted like an Olympic race where the guy just comes from the back and takes over the race, dominates. That as we get to kickoff here, the Jets are the kind of not clear favorite, but decided AFC East favorite.
Yeah, and they're the underdog on Monday. But that number's been coming down back to where. So it was when the Trent Williams stuff was going on, it was five and a half, I'd say, most of the summer. And now I'm looking at this Sharp sports book. They're down to 4. So they're saying, yeah, the Jets are live in this game. I understand it. I do. I'm there. If I'm making that parlay, I will put together one of those parlays before we get going on Sunday. And I would plug the Jets. And I understand the movement. It was the Bills as a favorite. And now just about across the board, we're sitting there at the Jets as the favorite. And what they might add to an already really strong defense, which is tough to project from year to year. But the maybes that I look on that roster, boy, if Mike Williams is healthy, if Rodgers is healthy, if they get Reddick back, they're already good. And you know where Breece Hall is going in fantasy drafts. And I think Garrett Wilson is primed for a big year. There's not a lot of holes on that roster. If you're going to point to one thing, I think most people would jump to the coaching. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, I don't really know where the big weakness is.
You got a minute to defend the Bengals, love. There's a lot of it. And I don't like the Bengals that much this year. But I don't think I have good reasons, necessarily. I mean, I know not to try to predict injuries, but, you know, Burrow is still not talking like he's completely through his injury from last year. Mm-hmm. And Chase and the vibes there with Higgins, that's kind of my list, though. I'm not worried about it being Zach Moss and Chase Brown at all. But how complete a team are they, and why else might you like them?
Even without Burrow for most of the year, they still finished with a winning record last season. And if you, whatever metric you want to look at, I've seen people look at it through DVOA, that schedule that they had last year was one of the toughest that we've seen in the NFL over the last decade. And now they're going to have one of the easiest schedules. I try not to overreact. You know, Atlanta had the easiest schedule in the NFL last year, and a lot of people were betting into that, and then they still go under the win total. They have the easiest schedule in the NFL once again. But I trust Lou Anarumo on defense, and I think that's a big difference. They bring in two new safeties. One was here in the past. I think they're going to figure things out on defense. They were legitimately a bottom three defense in the league last year. Now, that's going to level out. I'm saying I'm expecting them to get back to average. And, yes, so much depends on Burrow's health. We get that. I also believe in the big year for Ja'Marr Chase, and it might be the last year for T. Higgins there. But, schedule-based, hoping on the healthy season out of Burrow, defense improving. That's how I ended up landing on that team. And the other reason is in that division. So I already mentioned I'm down on Pittsburgh. I'm not down to the point where I'm saying no playoffs, but I don't love this setup for the Ravens, especially in the first half of the season, as they're trying to figure out all the change there.
How about tonight? So Lamar Jackson, I saw 7-0 against the spread as an underdog the last 3 years. I looked this up because I wanted to know how many of those games the Ravens won. Mm-hmm. So I found 7 games where they were an underdog last 3 years. I have them 6-0-1 against the spread, the tie being against the Bills, where the Bills beat them by 3 a couple of years ago as a 3-point favorite. But, Joe, the Ravens won outright every other one of those games. Like, he's 6-1 straight up as an underdog over the last 3 years. None of those games was at Arrowhead. There was a Chiefs game at home that the Ravens won. How does tonight look to you?
Yeah, we can go a larger sample too. Lamar Jackson as a regular season underdog is 12-1-1 against the spread. The great equalizer, the spread, 12-1-1. He's 10-4 straight up in those games. On the road, he's terrific, 25-11-2 against the spread. Now, what we can do with trends is we can pick a side and find a trend that's going to fit our argument. That's why I don't care for a lot of them. Sometimes I think they're noteworthy. But in this specific situation, yes, Lamar is great as an underdog. Anytime he's getting points, you typically want to be on that side. But, you know, another great side is Patrick Mahomes being favored by a field goal or less. Like that's
we were just here, right?
That's been a moneymaker for a long, right, long time. So I'm not going to put too much into that one. A terrific match.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My concern about the Ravens, now, that's an organization. We know they have depth. We know they can groom coaches. But in game one for Zach Orr as the defensive coordinator taking over for McDonald, here's Patrick Mahomes in front of the world. Good luck with that. And they lost a ton in free agency. We're talking about 8 starters or heavy rotation guys on this team. And so once you start to deal with injuries, I don't know. 3 new offensive linemen, a rookie right tackle. I think they'll be all right because they're the Ravens and they have the great coaching and the great quarterback. But as far as early in the season, I do wonder. If I had to pick a side, I would just take the points, but I wouldn't feel too comfortable about it. I feel better about the under, guys. I'm expecting a slower start. That's what we typically see. Last year was a 21-20 game with the Chiefs and the Lions.
With a pick six.
There you go. And like you said, many of these quarterbacks, 10 of them in the league, did not even play in the preseason at all. And so unders have been hitting, underdogs have been hitting a lot early in the season over the last few years. And I think that's part of it.
This is not a data point at all, so scoff if you need to. I would have a hard time betting against Mahomes and the Chiefs to lose their home opener, the Super Bowl celebration, 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
and it's not the spread. I mean, they're going to cover 3. They could win and not cover, I know. But I think that would lean me. I don't know what I'm going to do with this game yet. I haven't decided if I'm going to do anything. Probably will. But I would lean Chiefs. Just I have a hard time envisioning me sitting in my living room at 11:15 tonight watching them lose a second consecutive home opener Super Bowl celebration.
You're going to love it, though, when they do.
Yeah, sure. You're going to win by four? Right. That's the question.
Right, that's the question.
Yeah.
The numbers are so strong on both sides, I guess you might not be surprised it hasn't moved. I mean, 3 points, because there's a great argument on each side.
Yeah. Yeah, three just about everywhere. There are a couple of Vegas books that are at 2.5, and there's been a back and forth with the total two guys. 47 most of the time. Some have gone to 46.5. I think as more public money comes in, they're just going to, I'm going to bet on the over. This is Mahomes against Lamar Jackson. There's going to be a lot of points tonight. Yeah, I'm going to play the under 47. And, man, I was a little surprised, but I guess not. The most popular bets, player props, over at BetMGM are Derrick Henry, first touchdown of the game at plus 550. Derrick Henry, anytime touchdown at minus 125. If I'm playing an anytime touchdown in this game, just give me the plus money with Kelsey. Kelsey is plus 110 to score an anytime touchdown. And I started going back. In his first game of the year, if this is anything, I was thinking maybe it's Mahomes feeding his guy early in the year. First game of the year, he's scored a touchdown last four seasons.
Joe, it's so nice to have you back this year. Thanks for your time today, and we look forward to our chats all season. We very much, as you know, look forward to Thursdays at 4.
Same here. Looking forward to it, guys. Enjoy Thursday night football, Friday night football, Sunday football, and Monday night football.
That's it. Good luck, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
BetQL Daily from 9 to noon weekdays, then Sunday mornings 8 to 11 Eastern with Jason Lockenfora, which you can hear on the Bet 1520 here in Buffalo and on the Odyssey app. Have you got a prediction for 2024, Bills or NFL? 803-0550. Today's the day. Kickoff tonight, Ravens Chiefs. Sal Capaccio at 5 with the latest on injuries and more. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
The talent that they have, and we're honest about the talent, because that league is about talent. How are they not a good football team this year? You would say, number one, some of the key and or pivotal pieces get hurt. You sit there and go, well, it's health, but then I could say that for everybody. And then, well, the coaching, offensive coaching, we could have that conversation, but then you go, well, Aaron Rodgers, he's got to give you some confidence that won't be maybe as bad on the surface level. So it's hard for me, outside of health, to see how the Jets aren't a good football team.
Dan Orlovsky, ESPN. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. There's a take. Not that hot at all. What about you? It's time for predictions as the season begins tonight. Baltimore at Kansas City. The Chiefs, a 3-point favorite at home. I mean, this is the extent to which I have been sort of immersed in football and week one and everything else. 83 degrees at game time. Chance of rain during warm-ups. Arizona coming up. Did you know it's been at least 100 degrees in Phoenix every day for at least the last 100 days?
I saw something about that yesterday. In fact, someone who I follow through the Cover One group lives in Arizona and was doing something for a high school game. I don't know, like a ticket takeaway. He was involved in a high school football game that I saw last night or whatever, you know, around. We were on the air. The game has to be held up until the temperature gets below 105.
Yeah.
And it was still like, play. And it was still like 110 or something, whatever. It's like, so there's a heat delay to get it to 105. And then you get the kids in the pads and the helmets and get them out there on the field. Like, wow. Okay. Sounds great.
Does Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon have a shirt that says, I wish it were hotter? Boy, they're going to freeze up here. 62 yes. On Sunday? It's probably going to feel great. I think it'll feel great for us. You know, it's just like so probably classic. Right. Yeah. A little cool with the breeze, but just a great. Love week one. You know, it's been fun the last few years. Night games and road games and everything. For a long time, we were starved to see the Bills get that kind of respect.
I really wanted 1 o'clock Sunday this year.
Me too.
Just get me into I know it's not going to be all year. It starts right away after week one. They play on Thursday and then on Monday. So it's going to get, you know, funny right away. But I like 1 o'clock Sunday. Let's start the season. I was rooting for that the whole time we were talking about the schedule.
It's 1 o'clock Sunday, then it's three night games.
Right.
another 1 o'clock game at Houston, which is sort of ironic. Like, that's a great matchup.
Really,
that could have been a
juicy game, yeah.
Later game, but 1 o'clock. And then week six is also a Monday night at the Jets. And then it calms down a little bit for the Bills in this way. 803-0550. Get ready for a pretty heavy dose, I predict, of James Conner on Sunday with Arizona. They have Murray, who a lot of people are excited about this year to see healthy with a new offense. Like, what can that be with Marvin Harrison Jr.? But last year,
they ran it like crazy.
They were a pretty run-heavy team, yes. And Conner has been in the league a long time. Injuries are a lot of his story. But when he played last year, he was one of the most never-come-off-the-field running backs in the league. Like, maybe number one, even. McCaffrey and James Conner. I think of it in terms of fantasy, of course, and he's always kind of boring, and you think about injuries, and maybe you just sort of look to Tyjae Spears or somebody else like that instead, more like a complimentary younger back. But Arizona did draft Trey Benson
fast, right?
From Florida State on the second day of the draft, but there's been very little hype on Benson that I've heard this camp. And, you know, with Conner having the wear and tear over the years, it's week one. So it should be the kind of game where
Conner gets
healthy,
right?
And depending on how the game is going, I would think. And he can catch the ball, too. So,
and I think Benson can, too. And the speed is the thing with him, right? 4.38 is the 40. So that's, you know, it's not Devin Achane, but it's, you know, that's a seam buster. Like, he hits a crease, and he could go on you. So, yeah, I'm thinking they averaged close to 140 yards a game on the ground last year, this team. So, and, you know, they've got shiny new toy on offense. Really, Dortch was there, but, like, he's kind of a darling, it feels like. I would guess in your circles people are really high on him.
Dortch?
Yeah. and then Marvin Harrison Jr., of course, the tight end's good. Like, there's good stuff on that offense. I said earlier, I think you know, who knows what we're going to get and what kind of game script, you know, will unfold in front of us. But I would expect Arizona to move the ball and therefore probably score some points. So if I'm thinking about this game, the Bills have a lot of new on defense. And we don't know how that's all going to shake out. I think they're in for a decent test. It's not a team you're super familiar with, but like we just laid out, I think there are challenges there. So I feel like the Bills offense is going to need to be on point. Because I don't think it's going to be a game you're going to be able to just clamp them down or anything.
6.5, 47.5 at the latest look. So Arizona's implied total right there, 20.5. Not a huge number. If you feel so inclined, maybe an over just on their side, which you can do, is the play. To your calls, 803-0550. Here's Ron on WGR. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. Finally football season. So I think the Bills, I can see them going 11-5-1. I think we're due for a tie, so I'm throwing a tie in there.
Due for a tie?
All right. Yeah.
What does due for a tie even mean?
I don't know. They haven't had a tie. They haven't finished it with a tie in a long time. So I'm going to say 11-5-1. But and seriously, though, I just think Josh Allen is just too good for his offense not to be good. I think Kincaid's going to be the player. I think he's going to be the breakout player. Josh was high on him coming in the draft because he was so happy when we got him. Coleman, we have a lot of new faces, but I think Allen himself wants to prove, like, hey, yeah, Diggs might have brought me to stardom, but I can now do it without him, and I think he's going to have a little bit of chip on his shoulder because a lot of people feel that Diggs was the reason why Allen is so good, and I don't know how much I agree with that. And I know, yeah, it worked together. They both got good, and you can sit there and say that, yeah, without him, maybe not, but he did damn good when he had John Brown and some Cole Beasley, so it's not like he was never good without him. So I don't think Kincaid's the answer. I'm not worried about the defense. I trust our coach Ned all the time. But I'm going to go with 11-5-1 for the tie. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the call. Due for a tie. I love it. The chip on the shoulder stuff is there for the whole team, I think, but especially Allen. So I don't know how much that sort of thing will matter to him, if at all. I would bet it matters at least some, but I don't know if it's a driving force or anything. I think anyone who's competitive, if they feel like they're being doubted, you know, whether that's in their own house or, you know, out in the larger world, you want to stick it, you know, want to shove it. to them. Like, make them eat it. So, I mean, I definitely think that tracks. I'm pretty bullish on Kincaid too. I think he'll lead them in receptions. I would expect. But there's just so much new. I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. I like 11 wins. I don't know about a tie. 11 wins would be nice. I think you win the division with 11 wins in this division.
I have to admit, I started to wonder, when was their last tie? December 10th, 1972. The Bills have not played to a tie in the history of overtime. I think 74 was the first year of overtime. The Bills have never had a tie game since then against the Lions. Were you there? December 10th, 1972. I guess I could have been there. I wasn't.
I skipped that one.
21-21.
My kid had a hockey game.
Dennis Shaw, OJ.
Young OJ. Here. Okay. Rockpile, 72.
Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I was at the Booth Lustig tie game in 1967. It was the first game I ever went to when he missed the field goal. But not to digress. Mike, yeah, I used to laugh kind of when you used to talk about no punt offenses. If you were running an offense, you would never punt. And it made me start thinking last night. I'm laying there and watching television. And just, can you imagine how offenses would change if you knew you were going for it on fourth down? You know, I look at the Bills last year, and every time they were in a third and three or a third and four offense, they were in the shotgun. I recall almost all the time it was an empty backfield. And it just seems to me that if these teams would start to realize that on third and three or third and four, it's not a passing down if you're going for it on fourth down, and you gain 3 or 4 yards, you make the first down, or if you gain 2 or 3 yards and you have a fourth and one, you're going to go for it. I just think that I would just love to see some of these offensive coordinators or these head coaches in the NFL get into real analytics and say, you know, we're going to change the way we run offenses.
Well, Mike, it was always a part of the math, you know, however many years ago we started talking about that, was how you would play. I mean, it extends all the way to first down, depending on, you know, what your plans are for that possession. Fourth, you're not just going to go on fourth and anything necessarily. But, yeah, that was always a part of, like, the numbers were very solid in that area. And they don't even account for that, what you would do differently earlier in the series. So that's definitely part of it. It's part of why it's smart strategy. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll have a new pick segment next, and then Sal will join us at 5 here on WGR. Opening night in the NFL tonight, Baltimore and Kansas City. I'm guessing we're carrying this game. I've never heard anything about it. Yes. Tomorrow, too? Oh, you know what? I apologize. I think it was on the weekly schedule. I'm thinking that there might have been some other correspondence, but it would have been on the weekly schedule, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, giddy up. It's go time.
It is so go time. You know what else time it is?
Time
for fresh picks.
Time for new fresh picks from Mike.
Fresh picks brought to you by Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet. Follow them on Facebook for their grand opening date. They're so excited about fresh picks, they're not even open yet. But they want to be a part. You talk about go time. It's definitely go time for Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet.
I'm going to want to be first in line.
You're not kidding. I mean, that is...
No, I love seafood. I love sushi. I'm excited about this sponsorship.
Me too. Well, thank you to them, and I'll do my best for you all here. It's up to me to determine what fresh picks means. Like, what are we doing? Anything like that. So here's what I've decided to do. One game, one season bet, and one player prop.
Okay.
And they're very fresh because I just wrote them down.
Good work.
I decided 5 minutes ago, these would be the picks for the debut appearance of Fresh Picks from Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet.
I feel like I want to just add to this by vouching for the freshness of these picks. I mean, I didn't watch you actually do this work, but okay.
Go. You know I didn't get up and leave.
That's right.
So for week one, that's a little safe, I guess, but the line is 3.5. I'll take New Orleans at home against Carolina. This is one of those lines where maybe they're sort of tempting you to making it too easy to take the Saints at home, but the Saints are not anybody's perfect team. They have trouble up front, but I kind of like the Saints this year with a new offensive coordinator that's long overdue. It's Clint Kubiak. So you've got Shanahan connections here, and I mean, Olave is super good. Keep Carr upright, and I think that can be something. I like the tight end, Juwan Johnson. They'll figure out ways with Taysom Hill. Right now it's Kamara, and it's very thin in the backfield, but let's see if Carolina can look. They'll have to look a lot better here.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not to beat the Saints, but to have a non-terrible season like they had last year. I'll take the Saints at home and give those points. For the make it a little bit more, you know, exciting for the season bet, I'm actually going to bet this Atlanta over 12 and a half wins at plus 390.
Wow.
That's an alternate line on FanDuel, mm-hmm. almost 4-1. Their schedule is so easy. It would help if New Orleans weren't good and Carolina and, of course, Tampa Bay. But really, if they are as good as we kind of want them to be, like in fantasy with the skill position talent that they have, also new coaching, then I think there's a really high ceiling for the Falcons. It's 4-1. It's not anything like a given, but
right.
I would look for a better number than the regular win total when it comes to Atlanta. I won on the Bills a couple years ago doing this, seeking out 12.5, and they won 13. So you can find those bets, and I would take Atlanta over 12.5 wins, try to, you know, make a good profit.
That's Raheem Morris, right? Is the new
Raheem
coach
Morris.
Name? Right, okay.
Zach Robinson, PFF Zach, coming from McVay to be the offensive coordinator, young guy who worked at Pro Football Focus before, and, you know, I'm always going to bet
lean,
on that.
Lean that way, yeah.
And then for tonight's game, I told Matthew Collar this on his podcast, Purple Insider, when we were doing underdog pick'ems. I'm taking the over on Lamar Jackson's passing yards in this game. The FanDuel number is 217.5. He went for 272 in the AFC Championship, and it was a real struggle. But they were in a losing game script, and if you think that that should be the case tonight, that Kansas City is going to look like Kansas City, then even the Ravens will throw the ball. I think they'll just be a level up from last year as a passing offense. Zay Flowers, Andrews is supposedly healthy. And I even like Bateman. I mean, he's one of these guys that we're waiting on every year.
Right.
But I'll take over. I think that's just a low enough. No Legarius Sneed anymore. A low enough number mm-hmm. in the spotlight for me to want to go over on the reigning MVP. So there are some fresh picks brought to you by Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet. Follow them on Facebook for their grand opening date. Sal Capaccio joins us next. The latest on Bills injuries and some different angles. Looking forward to Sunday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.